This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Accra last night for a state visit to Ghana. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome by President John Dramani Mahama, including a guard of honour and 21-gun salute at the airport. Later, the leaders met in restricted and delegation-level talks. They agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership.
आज राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने हमारी द्विपक्षीय साझेदारी को कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप का रूप देने का निर्णय लिया। घाना के राष्ट्र निर्माण की यात्रा में भारत केवल एक सहयोगी नहीं बल्कि एक सहयात्री है। हमारा द्विपक्षीय व्यापार $3 बिलियन पार कर चुका है। भारतीय कंपनियों ने लगभग 900 प्रोजेक्ट्स में लगभग $2 बिलियन का निवेश किया है। आज हमने आपसी व्यापार को अगले 5 वर्षों में दोगुना करने का लक्ष्य निर्धारित किया है।
Both sides discussed expanding cooperation in trade, investment, agriculture, digital technology, capacity building, infrastructure, and people-to-people ties. They welcomed growing bilateral trade and Indian investments in Ghana and also spoke of defense and security cooperation. They committed to deepen development partnership through India-supported infrastructure and capacity-building projects offering expertise in health, pharma, UPI, and skill development. Prime Minister Modi said that India and Ghana have decided to strengthen cooperation in counter-terrorism.
हम एक मत है कि आतंकवाद मानवता का दुश्मन है। आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में सहयोग के लिए हम गाना का आभार प्रकट कर रहे हैं। इस संदर्भ में हमने counter-terrorism में आपसी सहयोग को और मजबूत करने का निर्णय किया है। UN reforms को लेकर हमारा दृष्टिकोण एक जैसा है। पश्चिम एशिया और यूरोप में चल रहे कॉन्फ्रेंस को लेकर हम दोनों ने गहरी चिंता व्यक्त की है। हमारा मानना है कि युद्ध का युग नहीं है, डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी से ही समस्या का समाधान होना चाहिए।
Following the talks, 4 MOUs in culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were exchanged. Later at a state banquet hosted by President Mahama, the Prime Minister received the National Honour of Ghana, Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana by the President of Ghana, John Mahama, in recognition of his distinguished statesmanship and influential global leadership.
Our esteemed guest, Prime Minister, will be decorated with the prestigious National Award of the Office of the Order of the Star of Ghana at a state banquet to be held in his honor this evening. It is a testament of the friendship that exists between the people of Ghana and the people of India.
The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will formally commence today from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district amid tight security. Around 299 vehicles carrying over 2,300 pilgrims towards Baltal route and over 3,000 yatris towards Pahalgam route reached safely in Kashmir region through Srinagar-Jammu National Highway. Yatris were seen chanting Bam Bam Bhole and Jai Barfani Baba Ki Jai after arriving in the Kashmir Valley, who receiving a grand welcome from local populace, civil society members and district administration.
Bam Bam Bhole, Bam Bam Bhole, Bam Bam Bhole, Bam Bam Bhole.
An elaborate foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for the safe, seamless and secure pilgrimage to facilitate devotees. Ministry of External Affairs has expressed deep concern at the abduction of 3 Indian nationals employed at the diamond cement factory in Kayes, Mali. The incident occurred on Tuesday when a group of armed assailants carried out a coordinated attack at the factory premises and forcibly took the Indian nationals as hostages. India has unequivocally condemned this act of violence and called upon the government of Mali to take all necessary measures to secure the safe and expeditious release of the abducted Indian nationals. In the AFC Women's Football Asian Cup 2026 qualifiers, India registered a commanding 5-0 win over Iraq at the 700th anniversary of Chiang Mai Stadium in Thailand last evening. In cricket, India were 310/5 against England at the Stumps on day 1 in the second test of the Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham. Skipper Shubman Gill with 114 runs and Ravindra Jadeja with 41 runs were at the crease. And that is the end of this news bulletin.